Shabbos, Perchof Dalad, Mishnah Beis. Matirin, Pikiei Amir, Lifnei Behema. One is allowed to untie bundles of straw, and these were tied from two ends, from one end of the straw and the other end of the straw. So you're allowed to tie it before the animal, because otherwise the animal can't eat it. So you're allowed to do something, even though it's a big tircha on Shabbos, you're allowed to do something for the tzarech of an animal that the animal should eat. However, once you untie it, you're not allowed to spend time spreading it around in front of the animal to make it more appetizing for them and have them smell it, because once it's fitting to eat, that's all you can do on Shabbos. Otherwise, anything else that's just to make it more pleasant for the animal and entice the animal to eat, that's a tircha shelo lutzarech. That amount we're not allowed to be matriach. Umefasfasim esakifin. We're allowed to spread out soft branches of a cedar tree. Now, this is eaten by an animal. It was soft enough, but they only would eat it if they would smell it. So without spreading it around in front of it, it would not even become a food. So therefore, you were allowed to do this. Avaloyas azirin. But you were not allowed to spread around this straw. Zirin is the same thing as Pekei Yomir. The difference is that Zirin, the Rav explains, it was tied not just from the two ends, but it was also tied from the middle. So it had three areas of the bundle that were tied, the two ends and the middle. This is a little different because since it was initially tied so tightly, it was very warm. And even when you untied it, the animal wouldn't eat it. But the Mishnah is telling us that's not really a concern. Even the Zirin, one could not spread it around. The animal still would eat it. Mishnah continues, Ein maraskin loyas hashachas. One cannot chop up, some refer to as young corn, you can't cut up, the Rav says it's asafsafsa, v'loyas hacharuvin, and this is the pods of carobs. Both of these vegetables, the beginning stages of its growth, that was soft enough for an animal, because like the Rav explains, it's a tircha shelo tzarech, and same thing with the carobs. The Tosfos Yontif brings the Ran, that the carobs are also soft, whether it was the carob bean, the buxer, the little pods, those little beans inside the buxer, or it was just soft. You couldn't cut it up, lifnei behema, bein daka, bein gas, in front of an animal, whether it was a small animal like a goat, whether it was a large animal like an ox. Rabbi Yehuda matir b'charuvim l'daka. Rabbi Yehuda, however, matirs chopping up charuvin for a small animal because its teeth are more brittle or small, and it's hard for it. But the Rav says the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. You're not allowed to chop these foods for these animals because it's a tircha shelo l'tzarech, because the animal can eat it by itself. And it sounds like if the animals could not eat it, you would be allowed to. And the Mefarshim go into why that's not a problem of toichen, either because it's going to be eaten immediately, or because these items were already cut, or you're not cutting it so small. But this is something the Rishonim go into.